Welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. Looks like that you have red hymnals in hand, as evidenced by that prayer that we just prayed together. If you didn't get one yet, it can be found by each entrance where the candle is burning. We'll use those in our service tonight. Our homilist this evening is Susan Eng. And as we begin, I ask you to please join me in prayer. Loving God, you call us to mindfulness, to pay attention to this beautiful and complex and sometimes difficult world in which we find ourselves. As this day draws to a close, may your presence be with us such that we would be awake to your merciful presence among us. In Jesus' name, amen. We sing hymn 732, please stand.
Of the Gospel, which is from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power. Power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends, grace to you and peace from God our Creator, and from our loving Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit who binds us together as one. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, lived among us, full of grace and truth. When an 8-year-old was asked by the Sunday school teacher why Jesus was called the Word, the youngster replied, "Because Jesus is what God wanted to say to us." Well, this is a story about a teenage girl who I'll call Sandra, whose parents went out on a Friday evening, leaving their usually trustworthy daughter home alone to work on homework and perhaps watch a little TV. They told her they expected to get home quite late, and they left a phone number of where they could be reached, just in case. This was before cell phones. A ways into the evening, Sandra got a call from some hyped-up friends who convinced her to meet them at a party at a classmate's house. Since she had every intention of being home well before her parents, she didn't call them, and she headed out in her car to meet her friends. At the party, Sandra was faced with a doubly forbidden situation. The parents of the party giver weren't home. And what's more, there was alcohol on the premises. Against her better judgment, she stayed, and she was persuaded by a friend to have a drink herself, which led to another. And well, the evening wore on, and Sandra realized that she'd better start for home. But some others that she had just met invited themselves along, asking her to drop them off at their homes on her way. Unwilling to disappoint her new friends, she consented. When one of the young men offered to drive, pointing out that Sandra had had a few drinks after all, she was glad to hand over the keys. On the way home, the carload of kids drove by the golf course, and someone dared the driver to cut across the 18th hole. Sandra started to object, but the taunts and dares of her peers drowned her out. Before she knew it, her car was plowing through the golf course, kicking up mud as they went, the kids howling with laughter and bravado, and suddenly there was a thud, and the car came to a halt. The driver swore, and then all was quiet. They had hit a deer, which lay bleeding beside the passenger door. The car, having lost its momentum, was stuck in the mud. They all clambered out of the car, some trying to loosen it from the mud while the others sobbed over the dying animal. In what seemed like no time at all, a police car was upon them, shining a blinding spotlight and searching each of them up against the muddied, bloodied car. They were all handcuffed and loaded into the squad car. The suddenly sober kids were hauled to the police station. They each called their parents, who in turn made the humiliating trip to pay the bail and retrieve their wayward teens, all except Sandra's parents, who didn't answer at home yet, and she hadn't taken the phone number that they left. So she sat there, alone, on that cold slab of a bunk, and rehearsed in her mind the lecture, the punishment, the loss of privileges, and worse, the loss of parental trust that this night of folly would certainly bring. Finally, she lay down and fell into a restless, comfortless sleep. Around 2 a.m., the sound of the metal door woke Sandra with a start. She looked up to see her father standing silently over her. She sat up and greeted his silence with her own, though she could feel the tears welling up and the fear as well. It seemed like an eternity passed between them, and she was about to start her litany of explanations and apologies, but her father made a move to sit down as she braced herself for the barrage of reproaches. Her dad looked her squarely in the face, and he said, "Have I told you lately how much I love you? Have I told you lately how much I love you?" In the beginning was the Word with God, joyfully co-creating all that came into being. But the crown of that creation, that creature which God and the Word most intended for good and for beauty, that being created in God's very image, has gone wildly astray. As a people, we rebel and we mess up and we take so many wrong turns, endangering the lives of other beings, tearing up the ground in our wake, and making choices that threaten our own and others' very existence. And when we've been caught in the act, charged with our crime, and left to stew on our misdeeds, we fall into a kind of collective restless sleep, blocking out what inevitably will be the consequences. When we are awakened by the entry of another into our places of isolation, we find ourselves bracing for angry, judgmental, punishing words and actions, but instead we receive the Word, flesh, come down to live among us. And from the fullness of this one, we receive not wrath, but grace upon grace. What did God want to say that could only be said by entering into our messed up world and becoming one of us? Word made flesh in Jesus Christ. God wanted to say and says again to you this day, "Have I told you lately how much I love you?" Well, here I am. For you, with you, full of grace and truth. Amen. We sing hymn number 543.
Thank you. share